Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process. I'm your host, Greg Wareham. So I was on the road this week, and I had asked a group of real estate agents, is now a good time to purchase a home? And a lot of people have different answers. I think inherently people want to say yes. Some people said no, depending on what their individual perspective was. But we got a lot of mixed results on it. And for myself, when I look at whether or not it's a good time to purchase a home, I always look at the analytics of it, because at the end of the day, numbers do not lie. So I wanted to go through some facts associated with purchasing a home. So if we think it's a good time to buy a home, or we want to explain to our clients it's a good time to buy a home, that we've kind of coached through the process and we have good answers that are written or rooted in data and not just in personal opinion. So let's get into it. So the first example I wanted to go through is if someone was purchasing a house for $500,000 and they're putting down $100,000 and they're borrowing $400,000. I used an interest rate for these calculations of 7.25%. Now, the interest rate could be lower or higher depending on any given day in the market, but I thought it was a good benchmark. So on a 30-year fixed interest rate, that would give somebody a principal and interest payment of $2,729 per month. If we factor in $7,200 per year in property taxes, which is $600 a month, and $1,500 a year in homeowners insurance, that's $125 a month, the total monthly mortgage payment is $3,454. So obviously the first question for someone looking to buy the house is that an affordable payment for you? Is it something they can live with on a monthly basis? And do they qualify? Because sometimes when you're dealing with home buyers, what they qualify for may be different than what they're comfortable paying, or vice versa. So looking at the math of that, if the payment's $3,454 per month, what is the median rent on that same type of property? Now, the median rent in New Jersey right now is about $2,500. It's come down a little bit from this time last year. But that's generally for a one-bedroom apartment. If you're purchasing a house or a condo in the $500,000 range, you're going to have multiple bedrooms. So I would argue that the rental on a comparable home is probably closer to $3,000 a month, if not higher, depending on the area. So what do you gain from owning the home? You're making a payment that could potentially be higher than what you're paying in rent right now. Well, a couple of things. So after you've made the minimum monthly payments on that mortgage, operating the presumption that the person's never refinanced, you would have reduced your principal balance as the buyer by $54,000. So you originally owed $400,000 on the property, now you owe a little bit under $350,000. In addition to that, values of properties over the course of the past 30 plus years have increased on average at 4.5% year over year over year. And that number is starting to even trend up a little bit because we're still seeing appreciation in the marketplace. So if we take that $500,000 property and we plug in a growth rate of 4.5% per year for a 10-year time frame, that same property 10 years from now will be worth $776,000. So when we look at the math of everything, the buyer paid $500,000 for the property. It's worth $776,000. They would have picked up $276,000 in equity from appreciation. In addition to that, they would have reduced the principal balance that they owe by $54,000, which means they would have accumulated after a 10-year time frame, they would have accumulated $330,000 worth of equity in the property. Now take that in for a second. So $330,000 divided by 10 years is $33,000 a year. Divide that by 12, that's $2,750 per month. So we can statistically show the home buyer that over the course of 10 years, that they would have earned an additional $2,750 per month if they were to purchase the home as opposed to continuing to rent the home. Now, if the rent is $3,000 a month that they would pay now, but we're gaining $2,750 a month on average over a 10-year time frame, their net rent's like $250 a month. The numbers seem to support purchasing the home. Now, as I kind of think through that, the biggest part is that the consumer has to be comfortable with the payment. But in addition to that payment, we have to be able to dive into the analytics of what home buying means, both short and long term. And as I've mentioned a couple of times, I haven't even talked about refinancing that mortgage. So if the interest rate is 7.25% right now and it's given us that payment of $3,454 per month, well, what happens if they refinance at 6% a couple of years from now? They just gain more equity over the course of time. So I hope that provides a little bit of clarity as to whether or not it's a good time to purchase a home. Now, the next question that I'd asked everyone is, now a good time to purchase an investment property? Well, there are some deals to be had out there. I recently had someone purchasing a home for $240,000, and the appraisal came in at $345,000. So right when I thought there were no more good deals to be had, this one came across my desk and it's closing next week. There's tremendous value there. Big picture, purchase an investment property, I want to dive through the analytics again. So if you're purchasing an investment property for $500,000 and you're putting down 25%, which is $125,000, you're going to borrow about $375,000 at a rate of 7.75%, because rates are going to be higher for investment properties than primary residences. That gives you a principal and interest payment of $2,687 a month. Monthly property taxes the same, $600 a month. Homeowner's a little higher because it's at a rental at about $150 a month, gives you a total mortgage payment of $3,438 per month. So I just want to operate on the presumption for a second that the projected rental income that's coming in meets what the mortgage payment is. Just keeps the numbers simple. There's no cash flow positively or negatively. Now, if someone's paying your rent today of $3,438 a month, which is the amount of mortgage payment, rents are going to increase statistically at 5.5% per year, which is a little bit down from this time last year. And over the course of a 10-year time frame, that same rental income today of $3,400 and change will now be rental income of $5,900 a month. So, and statistically, that's how the numbers work. If you go back 10 years ago, rents would have been significantly lower than where they are today. Go back 30 years ago, as we all know intuitively, rents would have been significantly lower. But the growth rate's 5.5% per year. That's the number year over year over an extended period of time, over a 30-year time frame. So after 10 years of paying on this mortgage, the owner of the property or the investor would have reduced the principal balance of what they owe on that mortgage by $48,000. In addition to that, with property values increasing, again, at the 4.5%, that $500,000 property would be worth $776,000 at the end of 10 years. So you're still picking up the $276,000 in equity, plus the $48,000 in principal reduction means that you would have gained $324,000 over that 10-year time frame. Now, your initial investment in there was $125,000. So to earn the 324 over a 10-year time frame, that's about a 10% rate of return. But the beauty of it is, who paid down the mortgage for you? Did you pay it? Well, last I checked, the tenant was covering the mortgage payment. And that mortgage payment included property taxes, insurance, principal, and interest. So they paid for everything. You're gaining that money without coming out of pocket, with the exception of the initial down payment that you're making into that house. It's a pretty good deal. In addition to that, you gain from a tax standpoint on all the deductions associated with the property. Now, I'd mentioned that the total accumulation is $324,000 over the course of time. That's $32,400 per year or $2,700 per month that you're gaining from purchasing that investment property today, statistically. Now, there's going to be ebbs and flows in the marketplace, as we all know. Long term, that real estate investment is always going to pay off if the past is indicative of anything in the future. You just got to be able to survive some storms. And keep in mind, you only lose money if you lose or make money from an equity standpoint when you actually sell the property. So values come down. All right, it's not the end of the world. As long as I don't sell that house, I'm not going to experience the loss, just the way long-term investments work in the stock market or in a 401k. You're not going to gain from it either unless you sell the house, but you will pick up the equity position over the course of time. So I hope that answers the question as to whether or not it's a good time to buy real estate in this marketplace. So I wanted to move forward a little bit and just talk about this interest rate dilemma, because a lot of people are holding off to purchase a home until interest rates change. Well, if interest rates change, what does that mean? Like, what does it really mean from a payment standpoint for someone? I'm going to give you an example. So if someone is taking out a $500,000 mortgage and the interest rate's 7.25%, the payment on that's about $3,380 a month right now, give or take a few bucks one way or the other. Well, what happens if the interest rates drop to 7%? If they drop to 7%, that payment drops to $3,295 a month. If it drops to 6.75%, it's $3,211. 6.5%, $3,128. And if they come all the way back down to 6%, your mortgage payment is $2,968 per month. So on a $500,000 mortgage, the difference in monthly payment between 7.25% and 6% on that $500,000 loan called $325 a month, about $335, a little bit higher than that. So although it's a big difference, it's $300, $330 a month, it's not a gigantic difference. And if you backfill the numbers that we were talking about initially with what you're going to gain over a 10-year time frame, an additional payment of $325 a month, let's use, over a 10-year time frame, means that you would pay an additional $40,000 in interest over a 10-year time frame, all of which could likely be tax deductible for you. But what would you have gained? If we go back to our numbers, we know that we would have gained $330,000 in equity over that time frame. Back out the 40 grand, you're still up $290,000. And that's operating the presumption that you never refinance the property. So although there may be a feeling of pause in the marketplace because interest rates have went up and we do have legitimate affordability concerns with it, if the buyer can afford to purchase the home, the math is always going to work to their advantage. So I hope these numbers provide some clarity as to things that home buyers need to understand from a data standpoint. Now, I think now more than ever, with some of the legislation that's been coming down the pike for home buying agents, it's really critical that you have a close relationship with your mortgage person, because your mortgage person is going to be able to help explain the value associated with purchasing a home. In addition to that, they're going to be able to help explain the value of paying your commission if you're representing the buyer. So now more than ever, I think it's critical to have a straight line relationship and a great relationship with your mortgage lender. If you have any questions or you need anything, or you want me to review any of these numbers for you or forward you over the information, just either give me a call or send me an email. My phone number is 385-519-HOME. So that's 385-519-HOME. Or you can just shoot me an email, greg@yourmortgageprocess.com, and I'll get back to you. Again, everything I can send over to you, or call me, we can have a discussion about it. But more importantly, we really need to talk about how we're going to work through the buyer agency commission, because I get some great ideas around how to do that and how to explain it to the potential home buyer. So I appreciate everyone taking the time today to listen. Again, if you have any questions, just reach out to me, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week. Bye, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process, hosted by Greg Wareham. Produced by Greg Wareham and Nick Pavese at The Social Rift, and executively produced by The Social Rift. Thank you again for tuning in, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.